And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning to everyone right around the country, whether you're listening via Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth across the Macquarie Network. This is your hour to sit and relax on a Sunday morning when your brain might feel a little bit like mush, and take some time for you to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. It is the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips joining you along with our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist besides, Gerald Quigley. Hello to you. Nice to have you with us. We're just going to dial up your line properly. Here it comes. Gerald, hello. And also, just to give you an insight into the excitement that is my co-host's morning routine, from Channel 7's Daily Edition, Sally Obermeider is with us as well.
Oh, boy. It is... I'm happy to be here. Let's put it that way. I'm happy to be here.
There's always something exciting in your world. And today it was car issues.
Today was a car issue. I called Ed at like, I don't know, 3 minutes to eight to say, listen, I've got a flat tire and I'm going to jump in a taxi. And by the way, I've left my pass in the car and it's been a schmozzle, but boy, am I happy to be here now.
Just happy anniversary.
Yes, and on happy that, wedding anniversary.
Wedding anniversary. I said to the boys, gee, I hope that's not a sign.
Of things unravelling now.
That's right.
After so many years, I think you're okay.
After 18 years, maybe it's okay.
We are here for your calls. Our experts are in place, and we have just one number from wherever you're listening right around the country. It's 131 873. Whether you're across in the West Coast, in South Australia, or up the East Coast via 3AW, 2GB, or 4BC, it's this one number, 131 873, and all our callers going to air today are in the draw for a $100 gift voucher to be won and spent at any Chemist Warehouse store across the country. Guys, this year's flu season is tipped to be the worst on record. I'm going to tell you a little bit later on how you can boost your winter immunity as well. And we've got the TV version of the show, of course, coming up later across Channel 7. Luke Hines will join us with a preview of today's show. In the A to Z of vitamins, what's on your radar scope today, Gerald?
Natural sunglasses. We're going to be looking at nutrients that protect your eyes from the screens that we all look into most of the day, every day. And what you can do to make a difference.
Oh, okay. GQ, I can't wait for that. As somebody who spends a lot of time looking at a computer or their phone, that sounds good.
The blue light is the thing that really gets us riled up and affects our sleep as well.
Yes, it does. Upsets our circadian rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. All right, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But something really important, in fact, it's the number one tragic statistic for Aussie males aged 15 to 44. It's suicide. I'm going to chat with Gus Warland, who's the founder of Gotcha for Life. It's a really amazing initiative that raises awareness of the importance of mental health issues amongst boys and also men.
So important.
And I'm a dad of two young boys. It's something really important to everyone. If you've got grandchildren or sons of yourself, sons of your own, this is something you've got to listen into coming up in the next break.
Definitely. And I think we've acknowledged, I think, that the way we used to perhaps expect men and our boys to, you know, those kind of standard things that we would say to toughen up and to, like, all those sort of phrases that we used to, I think we now know that that was wrong and that we need to let them have emotions. They're human, you know. Being a male or being a female does not exclude you, does not mean that one sex has no emotion. You have to let people have a whole range of emotions, and it's that emotional health that is so tied in with mental wellness. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Looking forward to chatting with Gus after this. 131 873 is our number. We'll take your calls across the course of the hour. Hope you can stick with us too. If you've got any problems, aches, pains, perhaps queries about something that's been nagging away, a prescription that perhaps isn't doing what you would think it might, we are here for you across this next 60 minutes or so. It is the House of Wellness. You can listen online as well. Houseofwellness.com.au is our website, and our number 131 873. First caller is Joy, who's in Lane Cove this morning in Sydney. Hi, Joy.
Oh, good morning. How are you all? Good,
yeah, we're well, Joy. How can we help?
I, in 2016, had a colonoscopy. Colonectomy.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay, big thing.
Yes.
And they had to leave part of my colon.
Yes.
So I have, or part of the rectum, and
yes.
it is now bleeding. Mm-hmm. I have had a sphygmoidoscopy, which
yes.
they want me to take a tablet that everyone, I can't seem to get it, and it's called BioCare,
mm-hmm.
and then B for Bob, U T, Y R I E, I C, acid.
Mm-hmm. Butyric acid. Now,
yes. Is there anything that you could help me to get?
And is there a general... Joy, is there a general shortage of this? Is there? Is that the problem?
Well, I don't know. My doctor just doesn't know where I can get it. That's all he's told me, and he's a surgeon.
Well, look, with the greatest respect to him, if he's told you to get this and it's unavailable, he's got to be involved in either helping you source an outlet or offering an option for an alternative. So, look, I would get back onto him. Well, tomorrow's a holiday, so maybe get back onto him early this week, Joy, and just point out it's unavailable everywhere. What other options do you have? Because it's stressing you out, and that's not fair. You don't need that. So get onto him, Joy. Sometimes they just give instructions and just expect the world will fall apart when everything opens up for you.
Mm.
But when it doesn't, it does cause concern. So don't hesitate. And if I can help further, Joy, drop me a note on houseofwellness.com.au. And if I can do anything about that, I will.
There is an Ask tab at the top of the page of the House of Wellness website as well. So you can reach Gerald that way. Good luck, Joy. Marie, let's come to you in North Baldwin. Good morning.
Morning, Marie.
Good morning. I'm just wondering about the skin condition of rosacea, guys.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes people mention laser treatment. I actually did that a few years ago, and the rosacea came right back. It's mm-hmm. only chin-related area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there any medication that can work, or would you say that today there are other laser treatments that are effective? Because I've had this since childhood, and it is really quite an annoying skin condition.
The difficulty, Marie, is that rosacea, which in many cases looks like a butterfly, has just landed on your face, although you said yours was mainly around your chin. The difficulty is it's affected by emotions, by what you eat, by your genetics, and all of these things play a role. Now, I'm not an expert on laser therapy, but there are lots of other things you can do to reduce the inflammation associated with rosacea. Commonly, you're given an antibiotic, which actually works as an anti-inflammatory, but then that upsets your tummy, so it begins to be like a stack of cards. You've got to be careful about avoiding spicy food and hot drinks and alcohol. You've got to keep stress levels under control. Some digestive enzymes also help. Some probiotics help. Look, there's I've got a great sheet of suggestions, Marie, that is quite the length of the sheet precludes us from running through it this morning. But again, drop me a note to houseofwellness.com and I'm happy to send it to you as an attachment. And then if you've got any further questions, we can take it up. Maybe have a chat to your GP. You've got thoughts on this?
Yeah, I do for food. I mean, it's not the same for everybody, but you might want to try. You mentioned avoiding chili foods, but I would also try and skip things like tomatoes, carrots, onions, radish tends to do it as well. Alcohol does. You mentioned hot drinks like hot tea and hot coffee.
Mm.
Basically anything that, I guess, dilates the blood vessels and contributes to that facial redness. Those foods I mentioned, as I said, not necessarily for everyone do they all work, but you can try it. There's certainly no harm.
It's such a frustrating issue. And in any meeting, if you've got a person that's got rosacea cell, the person that gets stressed and has rosacea just stands out. It just gets you.
I know.
So keep in touch, Marie, and if I can help further, let's know.
Plenty of suggestions there, Marie. Hope we've been of some help there. Let's take a little break. It is the House of Wellness this morning right across the country. Nice to have your company. More coming up after this break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Buy Link's Gotcha for Life body wash or spray and support men's mental health. Just $2.75 each at Chemist Warehouse.
Now, don't just survive winter. Own it and love it with the Comvita Olive Leaf Extract range from Chemist Warehouse. Olive Leaf Extract has a tradition of use in Western herbal medicine to support the immune system and relieve symptoms of colds, coughs and sore throats. Made with Comvita's unique extract, their Olive Leaf Extract high-strength capsules, 120s, are just $23.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, of course, and follow the directions for use. Contains soya, and if symptoms persist, Talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Sunday morning, great to have you with us. As always, it's Ed Phillips joined by Sally Obermeyer and Gerald Quigley as well. Now, guys, time to turn our attention to one of the most terrible statistics for Aussie males, aged between 15 to 44. In fact, six Aussies lose their life every day to suicide. Well, Gotcha for Life is a terrific initiative that aims to raise awareness of the importance of mental health issues amongst boys and men. TV and radio host Gus Warland is the founder of the Gotcha for Life project, and he's with us on the line this morning. Nice to chat with you again, Gus.
Lovely to talk to you guys. Good morning to you.
Set the scene for us, my friend. We want to know where this initiative came from, the idea.
Yeah, so I did a TV show on the ABC called Man Up. Unfortunately, ABC have been wonderful and they've kept it on their iView if anyone wants to go and download it or stream it and see it. And off the back of that, I thought I've got a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful stage to, on my breakfast show I do on Triple M in Sydney, I get to talk to a lot of blokes. The TV show, I get to talk to lots of sports clubs. So why don't I just keep the initiative going? Because I had no idea that we lost six beautiful Aussie blokes every day. I had no idea that we didn't have the emotional skills to have a proper conversation. So why not just keep going with it? And it's nearly 3 years old now, and with the support of Chemist Warehouse and beautiful people like yourself, we're really reaching a lot of Aussie blokes now, and we're giving them the emotional tools to have the conversation to hopefully get themselves right between their ears.
Good on you, Gus. This is so important. I can't even begin to tell you what a difference you're making. So thank you. I mentioned, at the beginning of the show, we had this sort of, I guess it's a bit of an Aussie stereotype around toughen up and she'll be right, yeah, mate, and these kind of things that we have grown up saying. Do you think that we have we realised now that we need to stop saying them? What do you think?
I think it's okay still to say them in the right sort of context, because we still need blokes to have resilience. We still need blokes to have a real crack and to go hard at things. However, we've got to allow ourselves an opportunity to say, you know what, that's not for me on this particular topic. I need someone in my life that I can talk to and say, you know what, it's not going to be okay. She's not going to be right, and I need some help with this. And everyone will then rally to your cause, but you need to find that right person that you can talk to about helping you through these darker moments. And that's what Gotcha for Life is all about. I think mental health, there's a lot in mental health that sort of makes people run away from it, because a lot of big words and people are not quite sure exactly what it's about. For Gotcha for Life, we simplify it. Find one person in your life that you can talk to about things, warts and all. And if you can share those moments, then you're more likely to be able to get through darker moments. And that really is the start and the finish of it for as far as we're concerned. I know it's more complicated than that, but that's a really good start.
That's sensational, Gus. It's Gerald Quigley here, and well done for what you do. I was spending some time on your website yesterday afternoon, and I'm fascinated at the scholarship programs and the education programs that your Gotcha for Life project actually offers. How do people get amongst that if they can see their issues as the initial part of an engagement with Gotcha for Life?
Yeah, good to talk to you, Gerald, and thank you for all your support, mate, over the years. In terms of our website, it's all there, gotchaforlife.org. If you go on there, and if you want to go to Lifeline and become a male counsellor on the phones, which they're desperate need of, we need blokes on those phones. There's so many women doing, we need more blokes. There's a gap of about $650 from what the government give you and what you have to have out of your own pocket. So we've put a scholarship together where we'll pay that $650. So it takes away that hurdle for any bloke who may want to become one of these Lifeline counsellors, which we're desperately in need of. And, of course, the program that we're doing nearly every single day right around the country is the Tomorrow Man program, and that is building tomorrow's man. So it's what you said earlier, Sally, about 80% of being an Aussie bloke's awesome, but we need to fix up that little 20%. So that 20% can be helped by us going and sitting in a room, being vulnerable, being open, being honest, and talking and finding the right words to be able to have the proper conversation. That's what the Tomorrow Man program gives us. And so that's, I really believe the way to fix this is to get into schools and let young blokes know it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah, totally.
And it's okay just to bumble along sometimes, not to have all the answers, and to be honest and open. And most people will back you, hug you and look after you.
Of course. Sure. And Gus, I mentioned at the top, these are emotions. And I think it's like, if you think there's hundreds of different emotions, to expect that the male species is only allowed to have half of them, it is just, it's, it doesn't, makes no sense.
No, it makes no sense. And I understand why the Aussie, the way that we were built, I understand that because we went through some tough times and we had world wars and we had droughts and the blokes in the country where it's really, where they're really struggling. I understand where you get, we get those sort of feelings from, but we live in a very different world now and we've got so much more education on these type of things. So why would we stick with something that, a set of rules that were built so long ago by someone that we don't even know about anymore? Why don't we set a new set of rules right now? And when we sit in front of a class of boys and say, certain rules you need to do, boys, there's just certain ways to live in society, but why can't we say now that it's okay to actually go up to someone and say, tell you how you truly feel? Why can't we do that? It's a simple thing, but a lot of boys struggle with it, so we give them the right words to be able to have that conversation. Once they do, it just sets them free, guys. It really does, and it just makes their life so much easier. And this is something where the son can actually teach the dad and the dad can teach his dad, the granddad, you know. Yeah. This is an educational system coming from the youngsters through to the older blokes.
I tell you, about a year ago, Gus, this big guy came up to me in the gym and I recognised him immediately as a former rugby league player. And I thought, oh, God, I must be on his bench press or something. I've got to get out of the way. He goes, no, I've seen your wellness show, Ed, and I think you're doing a good thing. I really struggled with mental health when I finished playing. I had suicidal thoughts. And I go, mate, you're just opening up to me straight away. That's really impressive. Sure. I think you're kind of on the right track of a big, tough guy. Can say that in his opening remarks to me. We're really good friends now.
That's great.
And I thought, hey, the message is getting out, but of course we need to really push it. And the website that you mentioned, Gus, gotchaforlife.org, and there's a great article in the Sunday papers today as well with your happy self beaming from the House of Wellness lift out as well, mate.
Yeah, that's right. Jake Trbojevic, who played for New South Wales in the Origin, and he's an Australian player that, The only rugby league player I said to my daughters that you could possibly ever date or marry. He is an absolute sweetheart, Jake. I've spoken to him this morning after his win against North Queensland last night, and he's just so thrilled to be a part of it. In the last month, I've been able to get some really cool ambassadors on board, from Jude Bolton to Brett Lee, Hugh Jackman, Jake Trbojevic, Benji Marshall. These are really strong Aussie men who also have got that part of their personality that allows them to be open, honest and vulnerable. And I think more and more we can get of those blokes, the more likely we can get these young boys knowing it's okay not to be okay and being a bit healthier.
You've recruited the cream of the crop in Aussie humans there, mate. So that's fantastic stuff.
I'm very lucky, boy, and I'm really lucky to have the support of you guys. Chemist Warehouse in particular are our biggest supporter. And this is literally what I want to do for the rest of my life now. It's so important. It's the biggest part of my life is making sure that these young boys are be able to get through, because losing six a day, and let's not forget the girls, we lose two beautiful women as well, and we're working on a program called Tomorrow Woman, so this is only just the start of it, guys. Great. So thank you so much for your support.
On you, Gussie.
Well done, Gus.
How popular your show is, and to be able to come on and have a chat is awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. I've been told by a close inside source of yours to say thanks, big dog. Apparently you like that. Good on you, mate.
I do like that. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Gus. Gus Wallen there. That website once more. Gotchaforlife.org is the one to follow. Let's take a break. We've got more of your calls to come on the other side of this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Buy Link's Gotcha for Life body wash or spray and support men's mental health. Just $2.75 each at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, Australia, do you want to be happy, feel good and live longer? Then get ready. On your mark, get set and go healthy. The Go Healthy range is New Zealand's highest-selling vitamin brand. The range has been carefully designed to deliver health and well-being through its very colourful and diverse range across 10 categories. It includes general health, women's health, joint and bone health, specialty products and even children's health. Go healthy. Go be you. Always read the label and use only as directed. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Your wellness is our goal every Sunday, as always. 131-873 is our number. Diane's been standing by in Dandenong in Victoria this morning. Hi, Diane.
Oh, good morning, Gerald. I was wondering,
Diane,
if you could help me, please.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
I'm dealing with somebody outside of the home who's actually being attacked by a resident. I won't go into full details. I'm taking it higher up the up the ladder, as you call it. But it's been happening since Tuesday, and my stress levels are so high. I'm taking Normacin, but normally if I need to catch up on a sleep, I'll take a half or one or one. I'm having to take two to get 6 to 7 hours sleep. I've tried Sedacam. My pharmacist said to be careful because I'll end up in the same place if I keep going like this. I'm lacking sleep.
Yes.
It's on my mind 24/7, and I'm smoking double what I would. I was up at 3:20 this morning.
Sure, because you can't sleep, Diane, and the stress. When you accept stress for somebody else, it seems to be twice as bad. Look, I hope that you're able to sort all those problems out. But in the meantime, you've got to look after yourself. And from what you've described, have a word to your pharmacist about a combination of magnesium, which is the anti-stress mineral, combined with some of the gentle relaxing herbs. And there's a number of formulations around. So have a word to them. Then you can just maybe move away from the Normason, which will give you a couple of hours sleep, but it's not quality sleep. But the key will be magnesium. And hang in there, Diane, and your friend is lucky to have someone that they can unload on.
Quite
but
right.
Just look after yourself.
131873 is our number. All our callers going to air today, by the way, of course, go into the draw for that $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. Kate, we're coming to you in Pasco Vale this morning. Hello.
Hello. Am I on the news now?
Yes, we are.
On the news. Kate.
We're the headline.
How can we help you, Kate?
I've got Bell's palsy in the right eye.
Okay. And how long have you had it, Kate?
I've had it for 2 weeks today.
Okay. And is it slowly getting better or has there been no change?
Well, I've been to the Royal Melbourne Hospital. They thought I had a stroke and then they gave the report to my doctor and he has seen me twice. I saw him on Thursday, two days ago. He said I had improved slightly, but the vision's disappeared almost and I'm very blurry. I've got drops and I had a bit of conjunctivitis. I had a cream for that, Clausig, and I've used that. But I'm just waiting. It's the muscles and the nerves in the face, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's sort of a semi-paralytic issue, Kate. But it will look, the evidence seems to show it does improve over time. And in the meantime, other than being frustrated at the pace of recovery, some people quick, some people slow.
Exactly.
Please add a couple of things. Add some vitamin C.
Good, I've
because,
got some.
Good. Hop into that and take maybe 1,000 milligram of that morning and night. And some magnesium as well, which is just going to help you take, as I mentioned before to Diane, who called, take the stress away from wondering why me, why is it not getting better? And look, be patient, look after that side of your face, be careful of your eye because it can get infected with things because you don't feel things quite so much that side. And good luck. And if we can help any further, let's know. But it's a struggle, Sal.
Yeah, it is. Kate, my husband had Bell's palsy. It'd be going on about a decade ago now. But the recovery time, it did take a little while. And I think Gerald's absolutely right. Try and be patient because it can be frustrating. And the only thing I would add is, and I'm sure your doctor might have mentioned this, but for your eye, is to get a patch because that can actually, in the experience that I had with Marcus, they were sort of saying that a patch would just help take the pressure off the eye because you're always trying to open it and see and check and if you wear a patch you can just let it recover at its own pace and in terms of food because if you've got no kind of movement in your mouth on that side just try and eat things that are simple. So I remember making for Marcus like cold soups that he could have through a straw or things like that. So just take the pressure off yourself and be kind to yourself while you're trying to recover.
Yeah, all right. Just look after yourself, Kate.
Now, guys, we spend so much time on our screens these days, don't we? We're talking computers and our little mobile phones, TV included as well. We've got to think about our eye health, and that's our focus today in the A to Z of vitamins.
Yes, it is, Ed and Sally. And look, it's a sign of the times. And we've got these natural sunglasses, these natural filters in our foods, brightly coloured food, dark green leafy vegetables like your favourite Ed kale, spinach and egg yolks. But the two nutrients are called lutein and zeaxanthin. They're fancy names, but they actually act as a blue light filter. So blue light is the really high energy rays that can get right to the back of your eye and start to do damage. So there are combinations around with lutein and zeaxanthin, beta-carotene, which is the stuff that makes carrots so orange, and omega-3s. And those combinations, if you're looking at screens all day, Sal, you and I wear glasses, so our eyes are really under the pump anyway.
Yes.
But this is a good common sense way of helping your eyes cope with that bombardment of blue light. And it's worth considering. And look, as time goes by, I worry about our eyes. I worry about our ears too. But our eyes are under the pump constantly from a quality of life perspective as we age. So good combinations around, usually just a one a day, which boosts your intake of those powerful natural filters, which are lutein and zeaxanthin. So there you are, Ed. Now, that's something, I mean, at your age, you should consider that as well.
I do remember the words of our fabulous TV producer, Bill, who reminded me that kale was put on this earth to remind us that spinach, and I'll edit this, to remind us that spinach isn't so disgusting.
Okay.
Okay. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, and it's now available in Australia. We'll get to more of your calls and have some suggestions on how to boost your winter immunity after this break on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Buy Link's Gotcha for Life body wash or spray and support men's mental health. Just $2.75 each at Chemist Warehouse.
Would you like more? 49% more, to be precise? Well, you can find an additional 49% more curcumin in BioGlan High-Zorb Turmeric Powder from Chemist Warehouse. Traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine, turmeric contained within BioGlan High-Zorb Turmeric Powder allows for 49% more curcumin absorption compared to standard turmeric powders. Used in juices and smoothies, turmeric may provide increased health benefits. Help support your health with BioGlan High-Zorb Turmeric Powder from Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Thanks for your company this Sunday morning. We're being warned this year's flu season could be the worst on record. Got the number of cases three times higher than usual, and we're about to hit the peak time as well. A flu jab is still the most effective way to ward off influenza. Hand hygiene, of course, and stopping the virus from spreading are vital. But you can also boost your winter immunity with vitamin supplements like Armour Force from Bioceuticals. And to tell us more, we're joined by Amy Skilton, who's the lead bioceuticals educator. Nice to chat with you again, Amy.
Oh, good morning. Lovely to be speaking with you.
All right. Well, let's cut to the chase. Can a strong immune system really help prevent everyone from getting colds and flus? They're so prevalent now this time of year.
It is really a rough time of year, but the good news is if you give your immune system the nutrients it needs to do its job properly, you can absolutely reduce your risk of getting sick and also speed up the rate at which you recover.
Okay. So what are some of the supplements, Amy, that and herbs, I guess, that could help with this?
Well, with regards to the immune system, zinc and vitamin A and vitamin C all play different roles with the immune system and helping it to ward off infection and get on top of it quickly. But I think at this time of year, the most important vitamin to be looking at is vitamin D. And that's because not only is 75% of Australians deficient at this time of year, but vitamin D is required for your immune system to actually produce its own antiviral compounds.
It's interesting.
Amy, good morning and thanks for having a chat. This is very important because there was an article, I've got a copy of the Sydney Morning Herald here, which quotes a top pharmacist that says there's very little evidence that these so-called natural remedies, and the things quoted are echinacea, garlic and vitamin C, actually work. And as well as choking on my coffee, I thought, how insulting is that to the companies like yours who offer quality products, usually always qualified as well by saying, speak to your pharmacist just to check that everything's okay. But to imply that these things are useless, I find is totally offensive. It must be a low news day maybe at the moment, Amy. Did you see that article and do you have a comment, Amy?
Oh, my goodness. I have an awful lot of comments, but I might just limit Any Australian with an internet connection can access the evidence of what vitamin C and these other nutrients do in the body and, according to the evidence, what level actually works to help boost the immune system and reduce the severity and duration. So, you know, like anything, I think we're responsible for informing ourselves and hopefully asking questions of informed pharmacists also. Sure.
Yes, good. So perhaps the message to these two experts quoted in this article, get an internet connection. Is that what you're saying?
That would be a great start.
Good stuff. Well done. Thank you, Amy.
I've got a rather timely question from Rebecca, who's in Williamstown this morning. Welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Good morning, Dr. Quigley. How are you today?
Yeah, look, I'm not a doctor, Rebecca. I'm a pharmacist and herbalist.
You don't need to apologise. I've watched your show on Channel 7 early on a Sunday morning.
Oh, okay. Now, how can we help you?
I had the flu shot.
Yes.
On Friday. Yes. I just wanted to know, how long does it last for?
Well, that'll see you right across this current flu season, Rebecca. Well done for having it. And as Amy is saying, look at some vitamin D and some other things just to make sure that your immune system is as strong as it possibly can be as we confront this virus that's just spreading across Australia at the moment, particularly in the southern states. So well done, but be reassured. The most important thing you've done is have the vaccination. And just look after yourself in the meantime.
Absolutely. And boosting up with herbs and nutrients important too. Amy, how do we know which ones to use? What's your suggestion?
Well, as Gerald said earlier, you want to speak to someone who's actually qualified or at least somewhat informed on herbal medicine. Mm. But when it comes to fighting off respiratory tract viruses like the common cold all the way through to influenza, there are some really powerful go-to herbs that we rely on quite heavily. Mm. And one of those is echinacea. And I'm starting with that one because that's the one most people know about. Mm. And what it actually does is it speeds up how quickly our white blood cells can tackle whatever infection we're dealing with. So it's not just limited to respiratory tract viruses, but it is a really great choice if you have caught something. Mm. But in addition to that, there are other herbs that can really help relieve symptoms, reduce the duration of your illness, reduce how sick you get. And for the flu, andrographis is a really standout herb. Now, that's not one that people are probably all that familiar with, but in clinical trials, it was found to be very effective at reducing how long influenza lasted and reducing how bad it was. And we all know that, you know, influenza is absolutely horrific. And so anything we can do to support the body to get through something like that, if we end up getting it, is a good idea. And really, andrographis seems to be one of the top herbs you can possibly choose for that.
Interesting.
Well done.
I wanted to know, Amy, are these herbs suitable, do you think, to reduce the risk of upper respiratory tract infection? Or is it specifically for the treatment, do you think, once the infection's there?
Look, it's really something that you would call upon as soon as you start feeling like you're sick. Mm. So they're not generally used as a preventative, although people in high-risk occupations or who are exposed to a lot of sick people might use them a bit more frequently like that. But for most of us, it's going to be, uh-oh, I can feel like I'm coming down with something, or I've just been sneezed on all day long. And the quicker you get onto it, the better. The thing with major infections, especially if your immune system is compromised, they can escalate pretty quickly. And there is a point at which, you know, they are not going to be sufficient to help you recover. And you may need to get to a doctor and get onto something a bit more, gutsy, like an antibiotic. Now, what we're trying to do here is reduce your risk of having to do that. And so certainly the sooner the better you can get onto it, the better results you'll get.
Forewarned is forearmed indeed. Have a look at the Bioceuticals range. ArmorForce is the one we're chatting about there with Amy Skilton as well. Looks like this could be one of the worst flu seasons on record, and the number of cases already. I think we're just about to hit the peak time. It's 3 times higher than usual. So I appreciate all your tips and advice, Amy. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Amy.
All right, let's take a little break. More of your calls, and we're going to find out from Luke Hines, host of the House of Wellness TV version, what's coming up on the Channel 7 screens today after this break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Buy Link's Gotcha for Life body wash or spray and support men's mental health. Just $2.75 each at Chemist Warehouse.
You can reach Gerald via our website as well, houseofwellness.com.au. There's an Ask tab. There's also a recipe tab with some of Sal's and Zoe Bingley-Pullen's lovely ideas. And don't forget, there's plenty of them courtesy of BioGland. You can discover the BioGland difference and improve your health today. The TV show rolls out across Channel 7 from midday today. And Luke Hines joins us to tell us about what's coming up on our small screens a little bit later on. Hello, Hinesy.
Happy Sunday, family. It is
Hello.
A huge show this weekend. Hands up there in the studio who loves coffee. You like coffee?
Yep.
Yep. Hands up. Ed likes honey with his, which destroys it, Luke, but okay.
It's perfectly
well, we
fine.
Won't talk about that.
Perfectly fine. What are you going to brew up?
About all things coffee.
Great.
Not only do I show you how to make one of those bullet coffees using MCTs, medium chain triglycerides, but I actually visit a brew, a roastery. Melbourne. The brewery was for off camera, the roastery was for on camera, which is very, very cool. And we work with the wonderful Deb Schultz at Channel 7, who is the founder of a local ethical and sustainable fair trade fashion label. And it's really fantastic to talk about that. And I even went out to learn about how an Aussie-made olive leaf extract is put together.
Oh, cool.
Out at Comvita, which was a really exciting morning, up into the Queensland tablelands. And then, of course, we catch up with Zoe Bingley-Pullen and get to know her turmeric-spiced whole-roasted cauliflower, which is a massive favourite of mine.
Get to know her. And continuing your look to explain the differences between an osteo, chiro and physio, I'm fascinated by this. I think osteo is in your sights this week. So plenty to cover, along with Gerald, who's having a look at the effects of screen time minimisation, which we discussed a little bit earlier as well. Good stuff, mate. We'll catch you on the screens today from midday on Channel 7. Luke Hines there. Got time for another of your calls as well. Mary's been standing by patiently in Keilor Downs. Good morning to you, Mary. Thanks for hanging on here at the House of Wellness.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm just wondering if you can help me. My husband has frequent bouts of gout.
Yes.
And like in his big toe and around that area.
Uh-huh.
And he sometimes thinks it's not gout, but in the end,
husbands are like that, Mary. We don't like to admit things like that. Is he on medication, Mary, for it from the doctor, or he just puts up with these little attacks?
His doctor initially put him on some medication, and that didn't work, so they put him on steroids.
Okay.
And just he has his little jar of steroids, and when he gets about, he'll take one for 3 days.
Okay.
And then he usually knocks it on the head.
Okay.
But he had it last week and it went and now it's back again.
Okay. Now, Mary, a couple of things. He can, because we're talking about a precipitation of crystals in his joints, he's got to increase his intake of water. That's very important, and blokes often just assume, oh, it's just water, it can't help. It makes an enormous difference. Regular turmeric every day in capsule form, the bioavailable form, beta-sorb turmeric, morning and night, and he can take that long term. And the other thing, Mary, is some folic acid, so 0.5 milligram folic acid, because that interferes with that precipitation which causes the pain. Watch his intake of carbs. We seem to think it's pure enriched food, but carbs are involved as well. Fruit juice, soft drinks, they can bring it on. So he just needs to listen to what you're saying, Mary.
All righty. We have another caller, Dorothy, for her husband. He's got vertigo, and I know what you're going to say, ginkgo biloba.
Yes, EGB761, Dorothy, the specific extract of ginkgo that you can get from your pharmacy.
All right. Fabulous callers today. We're going to pluck one now and give him a fabulous Sunday morning prize. What will it be?
That is Rebecca from Williamstown, who rang about the flu shot, how long it lasts for, and gave us an opportunity to talk about that with Amy. So, Rebecca, you are the winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher. Congratulations.
And we're done for Sunday, and what is a long weekend for some states? Lucky you. How are you going to spend the rest of your Sunday? Oh, it's your anniversary.
Wedding anniversary. Wedding anniversary.
We can't answer that.
Once she changes the tyre.
Once I change that time off to a
long
lunch.
Out for lunch.
All right. Enjoy your Sunday, no matter where you are. We'll see you back here again next Sunday for the House of Wellness.